نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Of course, we are concentrating on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the program of governance that he has in mind, which is a very powerful program. But of course, in the beginning, he begins to talk about some very important principles that are there in the universe. And he says that, إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَّزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى عَنْ تَقَحُمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ. So, of course, we talked about piety in the previous session, the different dimensions of piety. And we said piety is basically that state of being vaccinated. And normally this is because that person is very careful, he's sensitive about, the laws of God. He's sensitive about being in the right track, in the right direction. He's always in the state of, care and that internal state of being careful, being serious in trying to do the right thing. That state of taqwa will always keep a person safe. Now, when Imam says, إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ means that person, the person for whom the lessons of what happened in the past make clear or clarify what is happening today in his life, that person is one who will now be able to make use of his piety to avoid mistakes and confusions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about, now that a person has understood the importance of piety, we will now see what role piety has in the issue of being able to apply the lessons of the past in our lives. So, if you know, by now you have understood that just being able to analyze events of the past, having the ability to extract lessons from stories or from events that happened in your life or in people's lives is not enough to stop a community from destruction. But another very important factor is necessary. Why? Because we have seen there are people that are analysts in the world. You look at some of the worst and most oppressive countries of the world, like Israel, like America, they have got analysts, very powerful, strong analysts who discuss and analyze the society as well. And they themselves have admitted many things in the past, that communities, the majority of the communities, they became destroyed because of, let's say, lavish lifestyle. They know this, but they are not able to apply these things in their life, in the society, because they don't have piety. So just being able to analyze and extract lessons from the past is not enough to save a society. Something more important is necessary. Now we come back to the phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Inna man sarrahat lahu al-ibaru." That means those lessons, they remove a curtain. They clarify something. What do they clarify? Amma bayna yadayhi min al-mathulat. They clarify for him the events that are happening in his life, in his day-to-day life. They clarify those events. So in other words, those lessons in the past are a mirror for him to be able to understand what is happening right now and what is going to happen in the future. So now if a person becomes like that, he has a very powerful tool, because he can understand what is happening in his life. And this is very, very good. But of course, as I said, the other important part is the issue of piety that we are going to discuss soon.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about taking lessons from the past and applying them in our present life, which is a very important thing. One of the lessons that we can learn that Quran emphasizes is that when there is class difference in a community, a stark difference in class, whereby the society is divided into two classes, one a very rich, a filthy rich class, and another who is poor and who is weak. If such a situation happens, then that society will get destroyed very soon. It's not far from its destruction. This is one of those general principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So for example, if you look at this verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. This is in Surah Isra, verse number 16. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when we will to destroy a society, then we command the people, the lavish people of that society, those people that are lavish and they like to enjoy and they just involve in a very high class material level, we command them, and they commit evil crimes in the society, and because of that, then the society is finally destroyed. Now, what do you mean that Allah commands the evil people? This is a question that we will answer very soon. Of course, Allah, because Allah is in control of everything, that means that even when that evil person does that, and he, out of his richness and his that lavish lifestyle, when he does those crimes and those evil things, he should not feel that he is beyond the power of God. Rather, it is through that existential connection that he has with God that he is able to do those actions. Otherwise, he would not be able to do them. So when those people do those evil crimes, the lavish class, then, of course, it leads to the complete destruction of the society. Now, the process through which this whole thing happens, inshallah, we shall discuss in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد في فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه